Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we move towards the final comments I want to make in our series, God is Near, we have been asking and answering a series of questions that come up as we talk about the omnipresence of our God. Maybe you have had these or similar questions. I hope you are a person who asks questions. Question asking is an essential part of learning. God Himself invites our questions. He wants us to ask Him about Himself. I think we see a perfect example of this in the life of Christ. When you read His life, notice the Lord's interaction with the disciples and others. They ask, He answers. He teaches, they learn. So let me encourage you to bring your questions to this broadcast and podcast as we continue to discover who God is. And thus far, we have asked and attempted to answer these two questions. First, is there no difference between pantheism and biblical Christianity? Second, doesn't God live in heaven? We ask both of these in the context of the all-present nature of the living God. For our answer, please revisit what was said in the last two episodes of God Is. You can get that easily by visiting our website and listening to the free podcast at godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. We begin today with our third question. Is God present with wicked people in wicked places? Is God present with wicked people in wicked places? The answer in one word is yes, but we need to say more. How is it that the all-holy God, perfectly righteous and pure, is all-present to profane, unrighteous, and impure people who function in their wicked places? Here is how. God is everywhere present on this earth. Therefore, He must be present to all people. So, the Lord is most definitely present with those who attempt to separate themselves from Him in their sinful ways. But He is not present to them in that God is polluted or that the composition of God is somehow darkened by their unsanctified living. The best way to think of this is to think of the sun. The sun is up there, high in the sky, shining down on us. Now, maybe where you are, this is a cloudy day, and even the sun is not strong enough to break through those gray, dark clouds. But from where I sit at this moment, I can see the sun, and more significantly, I can feel its rays shining down on me. It is a very sunny day here. The sunshine permeates my life. It affects my life. And at the same time the sun shines on me, it also shines on everyone around me in my neighborhood, those also moving around today in their lives on this very sunny day. The sun shines on all of us. And speaking of us, among the people in this area around me are the righteous and the unrighteous. I am not the only one here saved from my sin by the pure grace of God through Christ. There are other believers in my neighborhood, and the sun is shining on us. And of course, the unrighteous are here, those who are yet to be saved by God's grace, those living in sin, indulging in evil. And the same sun is shining on these people. Indeed, the sun shines on the good and the evil, on the righteous and the unrighteous. Jesus Himself said this in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45. Listen to Christ in Matthew 5:45. The Father causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good. In our analogy, think of the sun as God's presence. God's presence permeates the lives of both the good and the wicked. God is present to both the righteous and the unrighteous. And God is even shining the light of His presence into the wicked places where the godless commit their wicked deeds. In those filthy places, God is there. But notice that just as the sun affects us, but we do not affect the sun, so too God is present to the wicked, but the way of the wicked does not negatively affect the being of God. As the sun shines down on me, no matter how I live my life, I cannot change what the sun is. Likewise, as God shines his presence down on wicked people, no matter how evil they are, they do not change who God is. God is present to wicked people in wicked places, but he is not there by physical contact such that wickedness darkens or poisons God's character. God is present among the wicked such that he is causing them to live, sustaining their breath, but he is not present among the wicked such that he approves of their wickedness. Does that make sense? I hope so, using the analogy of the sun. Let me quote theologian Francis Turretin. God is far off from the wicked as to the special presence of his favor and grace, but is always present with them by his general presence of essence. Where God is, there is indeed his grace originally and subjectively, but not always effectively because its exercise is perfectly free. Unquote. Turretin correctly interprets and applies the Bible. God is separated from the wicked in the sense that he cannot be associated with their evil, but God is present to the wicked in the sense that he is present to everyone because God is omnipresent. God is everywhere present, and wherever God is, he is there by his grace because God is grace. And yet, for the wicked, persisting in their wickedness, God's saving grace is not appropriated to them in their lives. Or another way to consider this is to say that God is present to all people, but he is not present in the same way to every person. God is present to the unrighteous person, God is judge. God is present to the righteous person, God is savior. God is present to the wicked by his wrath. God is present to the redeemed by his grace. Each person experiences God's presence differently depending upon how we respond to his presence. The evil resist him, the good accept him. The evil reject him, the good welcome him. But even though the wicked do not want to have anything to do with the presence of God, God is still very much present to them. And what a shock this will be when at the judgment day they realize it. May God have mercy on countless millions of wicked people in their wicked places this day and this night. I think this answers our third question, and now let's move on to our next question. Question number four, if you are keeping count, is this. Is God present in hell? Is God present in hell? We have affirmed the orthodox teaching of the church through the ages that God is near. God is all present everywhere. Well, does that include hell? Hell is a very real place. Is God there? Let's talk about this and begin by affirming what the scripture teaches. First of all, God is eternal, and who God is eternal. God is omnipresent, and that means that God is omnipresent forever. His omnipresence does not end or go away when this world ends and eternity begins for us. Second, hell is eternal. Hell is not a temporary place of punishment. Hell is an eternal place of punishment. People who die in their sins without the forgiveness of Christ are going to live in hell forever and ever. But do not take my word for it. Listen to Jesus and then God elsewhere in the New Testament. Let's start with Jesus in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46. The Lord says, "These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Matthew 25:46. These refers to the goats, the unbelievers, those who do not accept, love, and serve Jesus. And notice they will go away into eternal punishment. Highlight the word eternal. The Greek word means unending, eternal, and age-long. This word contrasts with that which is brief and fleeting. Jesus says hell is an eternal punishment. And then there is Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. Here the lake of fire and brimstone is the eternal hell. Listen to the Revelation 20 verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. You heard it. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. There is biblical proof that hell is eternal. So God is eternal. He is eternally omnipresent. Hell is eternal. Therefore, third, hell is eternally in God's presence. However, that does not mean that God is present to people suffering under eternal torment in hell, in the same way God is present to people enjoying eternal blessing in heaven. There is a monumental difference between being in God's presence in heaven and being in God's presence in hell. But God is still present to all people, everywhere, for all of eternity. This is important, and I have more to say about this, including sharing more scripture. And so I will pick up here again next time. Please plan to be with us so you receive the complete teaching. We are answering this question, and we will continue to do so because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.